growing prevalence of cyber attacks leaves the Australian economy exposed to a potential $16 billion damage bill, according to one of the world's biggest insurance companies. In a study with Cambridge University, the Lloyds insurance giant has found that out of 301 cities, Sydney is the 12th most at risk from cyber attack. Lloyds says today's reality of being hacked by cyber criminals is beginning to rank with natural disasters and catastrophes. Lloyds Global Chief Executive Inga Beal spoke with the ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.
Inga Beal, in terms of risk, where does a cyber attack rank these days?
Well, I can tell you it's pretty high. We've been doing a lot of research and we're in the risk business, obviously, being the global insurer. And so we do a lot of analysis about the risks that businesses are facing, countries are facing. And I can tell you cyber attacks are way up there. And if you actually look for Australia, we have done some research which shows that perhaps cyber attacks could cost the Australian economy $16 billion.
With so much reliance these days on digital technology and growing cyber breaches and attacks, how much is at stake globally?
Oh gosh, there's a huge amount at stake globally. And what we've actually done is we've looked at the concentration of assets by city, because I think this is the thing that is most interesting these days. And we've got concentrated assets. People are in cities. Urbanisation has been going on. And that means everyone is much more susceptible to an attack in one location. On the east coast of the US, we've done an analysis that if the power grid on the east coast of the US was taken down, it could cost the US economy $1 trillion.
And that's just one very big example of where cyber attackers could be heading. So power grids, but also things like air traffic control, given the masses of big data out there at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, the astonishing thing about all the data is that 90% of the data that's out there has been created in the last 2 years only. You're not immune. No business is immune from a cyber attack. Our research shows that probably every business has been attacked, but there are two types of businesses, those that know they've been attacked and those that don't know they've been attacked.
And as you say, Australia does rank highly there in terms of risk, and we've had cyber breaches or attacks on major institutions like the Reserve Bank of Australia and the Bureau of Statistics.
Yes, you have. And in fact, Sydney ranks the 12th most risky city from a cyber attack in the world.
This isn't just big institutions or banks, though. The risk drills right down to a range of medium or smaller businesses who hold so much data. What are the major ones?
Anyone who's got bank account detail, customer account detail, that's what the hackers are very often after. But of course, there are several different types of hackers. They've got all different types of motives for attacking a business. Some of it is actually to make financial gain out of it, but other times they're just wanting to be like terrorists and just disrupt the business.
So things like retailers, travel companies, hospitality firms, education, healthcare providers.
Yes, all of the above. And in fact, no business is actually immune from it if they're using technology at all and they've got a computer with data.
Now, as a major insurer and reinsurer, how is cyber insurance factoring in with your business?
Yeah, well, this is one of the new exposures that we're faced with. In the old days, we were very much focused on typhoons, hurricanes, earthquakes, and things that were going to be attacked physically. This whole new intangible risk of cyber attacks is one of those new risks that we're desperately trying to get our arms around. But we're always at the forefront of providing insurance for those new risks. So this is right in our sweet spot. And we're the globally the market leader in insurance of cyber.
But as an insurer, would you be starting to get a little bit more worried or equally worried about cyber risk when compared to global catastrophes?
Well, it's just that there's so little data available on it. And if you're thinking about the experience we have of when the wind blows, we've got data for years and years. For cyber, we've got very, very little data to base our pricing on.
Inga Beal from the Lloyds Insurance Group speaking with Peter Ryan.